So may the Lord bless you. So I would like to read from the book of Genesis, two different portions. And it's found in 24th chapter, in the book of Genesis. And Genesis, Brother Branham said, is a gene, the seed chapter. If we want to understand the Bible, we must know the seeds, Genesis. So we praise God that God has sent us a prophet and he opened all things to us. Everything is clear and there is no doubt left. So we praise God for that. And before I start, I must tell you that the preaching is not just preaching, it's a battle. Because you are chasing the evil spirits, fighting here with the demon spirits, and people sometimes comes from various different places of their life and with the different spirits. The preaching chase the demons away. It's a battle. But I'm battling with two things. With the demon and the language. But we know that the Lord is in control. And I'm praying that He will give me utterance to speak. So I cannot express myself completely. But we know that the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. Amen. So Genesis chapter 24. And we begin with 55 to 61. And I'm very happy when brother said that God has blessed someone, a family with a child. Amen. Yeah, so that's, I was really very happy because that's what I'm going to preach. About the children, the family, amen, and multiplication. Genesis 24, 55 to 61. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she will go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah, and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Amen. Amen. Another is Genesis 25, verse 20 and 21. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Aram, the sister in Laban, sister to Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. May the Lord add his blessings upon the reading of his word. You may be seated, please. So I want to take a subject, we are the continuation. As we know that there is a prophecy for the bride for this special day, and this is a golden age, and we are one of these days going to be getting the rapture. Amen. Amen. So before I start, I would like to read one quote from the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The entire Bible is an expression of one goal that God had, one purpose he wanted to achieve in the entire Bible. And all the acts of the believers in the Bible, Rebekah, Isaac, Abraham, Eliezer, all the acts of the believers in the Bible has been in type and expressing what God's great goal is. And now in this last day, he has revealed it and shows it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have read here, Eliezer, he went to find bride for Isaac, Abraham's son. And Abraham was looking for a character. And he said, the wife for my son must be from my own kindred, from my own race, from my own blood, or from my own people. Amen. So we know that how Eliezer goes and find the bride. He did not use his own mind or his own ability, but he prayed to the Lord. And what he prayed, the messenger, the bride, took what he had in his mind. Because he wanted a special sign. So that's what Rebecca did. And then he knew that she is the bride chosen for his master's son. Amen. So Abraham is looking for a bride for his son. And and we know that the marriage is to bring children. Multiply and replenish the earth. Amen. So now when Rebecca came to Isaac, they got married, and Rebecca was barren. And I wondered, I was studying the things, most of the women in the Bible, type the bride, they were barren. And now we see that Rebecca is barren. 20 years, no children. But Isaac is praying for her. He is interceding for her. He wants children. He is praying for his barren wife. He wants her to become fruitful. He don't want her to be remain unfruitful. So he's praying that she may bring fruit. So why fruit? Because Isaac wanted to reproduce himself. Because our children are the extension of our own life. That's why they are resemble sometime like father or mother. Because the same gene goes. Like my children, they are the same life. But in another body. Extension of same life. That reproduction. That's what Isaac is praying for. Amen. He wants to reproduce himself. He wants the extension of his own life. Amen. Because all our children are extension. So that's, we are happy that God has blessed a family. The family is extended. The same life is in another branch or in another form, but the same life is going forth. Amen. So the bridegroom, Isaac, is not happy with the wife when she is unfruitful. He wanted her to be fruitful. That's why he's interceding. And we are also the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had chosen us to bring forth fruit. Amen. And he wants us to be fruitful. We may grow in his in his character, in his life. I mean to say that he wanted us to reproduce his life.
Right.
Through us, through the bride.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. He wants us to bring the fruit. That's why the Bible says we must increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That these fruits may abound in us. Like it's written in 2 Peter 1, 3-9, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, and patience, and brotherly kindness. Amen. So this is the life of Jesus Christ. It must be reproduced in the bride. And Jesus said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. Amen. So Jesus Christ is looking for fruit. That's why Brother Branham said the modern church, they don't want to bring the children.
That's right.
Yeah, because they are looking for something else. But Jesus Christ, he wanted the fruit.
Yeah.
And he poured himself in the bride.
Yeah.
Because he is the original seed.
Right.
Amen. And he is the one who is our intercessor. He is interceding for us.
Yeah.
Amen. Our great high priest.
Yes,
amen. So he is the seed. He said, John 12:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, abide alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit. Amen. So he sown himself into us, poured himself into us, the original seed, that we may reproduce his life. Amen. Because he's looking for fruit. He's looking to reproduce his own life in his bride. Amen. That's why he's not happy just we come in the church and go.
Right.
Not only in church activities.
Right.
Amen. Because many times we are satisfied when we do something in the church. And we think that we have done something. But God wants something more.
Right.
More than that. His, in these last days, his life must be reproduced through the bride.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So look, Eliezer, when he went there and he found the bride. After the bride, Eliezer introduced the bride to the bridegroom. Then he disappeared. Then must be an invisible union of the bride and the bridegroom. Amen. And this is the only the way we can bring the fruit. If we will get united with the bridegroom. Otherwise we cannot bring fruit. Amen. That's why this ministry, as we all know, after introducing the Lamb, Jesus Christ, Eliezer is gone. So this is the time for the invisible union of the bride of Christ. That's why he preached the sermon, Invisible Union.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. So sometimes we want to depend on the Eliezer only.
Right.
We are satisfied that we have Eliezer's picture with us and some other things.
Right.
But Eliezer brought us to our head.
Amen.
The bridegroom.
Amen.
That they must be united together.
Right.
To bring forth the fruit.
Amen.
Otherwise the fruit will not come. Amen.
Right.
So now we see that Isaac, he is praying for his barren wife. He wanted fruit.
Right.
As Jesus Christ is looking for the fruit.
Right.
Amen. He is praying. But nothing is coming. But they said, when they sent her brothers, they said, be thou the mother of thousands and millions.
Yeah,
She was under prophetic promise. Amen. But she is barren. Nothing is going on. Amen. But the promise is, let your seed possess the gates of the enemies. Amen. Bring forth children. Not crippled. Not weak. But the warrior. Who can go and possess the gates of the enemies. Amen. Overcomers. Amen. Overcomers. Don't bring forth no weak children going back and smoke again and drunkard and lusting for the flesh. But the children who can possess the gates of the enemies, they can overcome the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. That is the promise for her. And we are, the bride is also under prophetic promise. She will be final voice to the final age. She will be an invincible army. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. This is our promise. Jesus Christ bruised the serpent's head at the Calvary. Right. But now, once again, this is our turn. Right. This is our promise for the age. Amen. We are going to bruise the head of the devil, the serpent. Right. Amen. And he said, even greater works than these shall you do. Right. And Brother Branham said, and Christ in the true church is the continuation of the book of Acts. Because this is the promise for us. We are the continuation of the same life, same work, same ministry. Amen. So then the bride must have 9 fruits, gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what he wants us to bring. The bride will have these virtues. Amen. Because there is a virtuous woman, spotless, without wrinkle. Yeah. A glorious church. Yeah. Amen. So Isaac is interceding. So he got the son, Rebekah, conceived. Because for the continuation, he must need a son. I mean the family, the children. Because God is a God of Abraham and is a God of Isaac. And if Isaac die and had no children, then God cannot go forth. To be in continuation, there must be children. Then he will be God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Amen. And if Isaac die and no children, then God stop. But God cannot stop. Right. Amen. His plan never defeat. Amen. What he start, he are going to accomplish it. Amen. So Brother Branham said, it is the believer who makes him same today. Yes. Amen. Because there is a continuation. Right. Amen. The God of Abraham is now God of our. Yeah. Right. Amen. Because it's going on continuity. Amen. And Brother Branham said, continuity cannot be broken. Right. Amen. 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 One word was daughtered and the continuity was broken in the book of Genesis. Right. When Eve did this. And that's why we have all this mess up and all these troubles and everything. But the continuity cannot be broken. And I'm going to read expectations and leading of the Spirit. But Branham said, and Jesus said, a little while, and the world would not see me no more. Yet you will see me. For I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. The believer would see him in every age. That makes him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So when we this is the word, and the Bible says these are the dead letters. But when believer comes and believe these letters, and the Holy Spirit, Brother Branham said, comes and energize the word. Because this word is for this age. And the word is allotted for every age. Amen. So then the Holy Spirit comes and energizes the word for that age. And when that word is energized, there are some people to believe that word. And then that word is quickened in the hearts, in the bodies of the people. So when those people started to believe that word, that makes him same today. Amen. So that's why in every age there was believer. And the word was allotted to the elected ones. And elected one in each age. Amen. They were ordained to believe that word. Because God is going in continuity with the believers. As prophet said, believers make him same today. And same yesterday. And forever. Amen. So, we know that God does not change, and God's purpose could never be defeated. Amen. So he need children. God, Jehovah, means family man. Amen. For continuity, that his same life go forth, he need the children. Amen. And we know that when the children is born, and he or she get the body from mother and father. Amen. But there is a soul predestinated. And God ordained that soul for the body. And we do not know, because it is a mystery. But God knows where he has put that soul. And that soul is a part of this eternal word. That's why that soul will respond to this word. Amen. That's why deep calls to the deep. Amen. So soul is in the body. Amen. Eternal soul. Amen. Because soul is a part of the word. Amen. And word is eternal. And then God put that soul in that body. Amen. Soul is a life. But that life started even we did not born. Before our birth, that life was there in the mind of God. And in the mind of God is a mind. Brother Branham said his thoughts are his seeds. His genes. And gene, seed is a life. My words is a life and spirit. Amen. So that soul, which is a life, amen, in his mind, he sent that life. Amen. In that body. So then the believer here are the continuation of the same life. That came from God. Amen. And we are living that life on the earth. As Brother Branham said, we are the creature of eternity. And will put here in time. Amen. And when we respond the word, and we came from eternity and going back to eternity. And we cannot get back to heaven if we have not come from heaven. It means we come from heaven, and that same life we living here. And when we go there, there is a continuation of the same life. Because if we have the eternal life never begin, and it's never end. So we were in the mind of God. Amen. And we will go there because we have come from heaven. As Jesus said, no can go to heaven except, amen. Hallelujah. So we here, our purpose is to bring forth the seed, the children. Amen. So if we claim that our Lord Jesus Christ is our bridegroom, so then we must be pregnanted with his word. This word must be in our womb, that we could produce the word, the life of Jesus Christ. Amen. That we must bring forth the children in his own image and likeness. That's why our churches and ministries are different than the denominations. Because we are shaping the people. Amen. And we are, I cannot find the words. Amen. We are making the characters with the word of God. That's the ministry. Amen. Out of church's womb must come forth sons and daughters of his own kind. Amen. That's why I said we message believers, amen, our ministry is to make the people, to get them ready for the rapture. In the denominations, the people are not converted. They just change their minds with the doctrine. And just they think that they are changed, but they are not changed. Only the word can change. They don't have the word. And they are just changing the mind of the people, doctrinating them, injecting their ideas and creed and dogmas, everything. But for us, we must be born by the Spirit and by the Word. That's the only way we can bring forth the life. Amen. So there must be a people on the earth, and their life must be matched with the Word, the Scripture. That's the only way we can prove that we are the production of the Word. We are sons and daughters of his image and likeness. If we will live the life, because the knowledge is increased, all people knows about the Bible and they have all the explanation, but the time has come to prove that we are a believer with our own life. That's why it is the time of the token, to live the life. And Brother Branham said, this is a time to live the life, to display the token. Amen. Because token is the literal life of Jesus Christ. Come in the bride. Amen. That is Christ in you in bride form. Hallelujah. So we see that when God in the beginning started, he made Adam in his own image and in his own likeness. Adam was exactly like God. In his own image and in his own likeness. Amen. And then God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And we know that Adam was alone. And then after long period of time, we don't know, God opened the side of Adam and brought forth another life, another body. But that body, amen, Eve, was the same life Adam had. That's why Adam said, you are bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. The Eve was the continuation of the same life, but in another body. Same life, but in another body. Brother Branham said that was a prefigure of the church. He was a prefigure of the church. And that's what he did on the day of when he died at the cross. God opened his side. and brought forth bride. So we, the bride, is the same life, flesh of his flesh, word of his word. Amen. Life of his life. We are living the same life, but in another body. We are the continuation of the same life, but in another body. That life was hidden in Adam. But one day, God brought out that feminine part, amen, which was a mystical body, mystery, amen, to reveal himself, amen, that God is also a female, mother. He is our mother, El Shaddai, amen. So we see that this all, Brother Branham said, is acted through the believers in the entire Bible, because God is achieving that purpose. That's only one purpose, one goal. Amen. And he is achieving this through us. We are his victory. We are his victory. Amen. Hallelujah. And Genesis chapter 5:2 says, and God called their name Adam in the day when they were created. They both were Adam. One female and one male. The name, amen, were Adam, the Bible says. Because she was the continuation of the same life, but in another body. Amen. So that's why we can take our lives and compare with the scripture. If our life not dovetail with the scripture, or we say something and our life is different, then how we can be the bride or the same life? Right. Right. Branham said the revelation is living a life.
That's right.
Amen. Revelation will makes us humble.
Yeah.
And he said you cannot live the life more than your revelation. Because revelation brings the life. So our lives must match with the Bible, with the scripture. We have to prove by our lives that we are the matching piece to the scripture. That we are the another half of the Chinese ticket. Amen. Our life and his life must go together. Because this is the time to live a life.
Yes.
This is the time to display the token.
Yes.
Amen. So when we live the life and our life prove that we are the one of his own kind, after his own likeness. Amen. So it cannot be impersonated.
Right. Amen.
This cannot be impersonated.
Right.
Only the Holy Spirit in us can produce that kind of life.
Amen.
Amen. And we are born by the seed of the bridegroom. And the bride is in the birth pains to bring forth the children.
Amen.
After the likeness and image of the Father, the Word. Amen.
Amen.
So we see that here, Abraham, he believed God, and by faith, amen, he left his place, Babylon, and he went to the land which he never saw. Amen. Abraham went by faith. Amen. And then Abraham begat Isaac. Amen. Isaac, we see that he was an obedience who laid down his life. Amen. So we see that Abraham, and then Isaac, then Jacob. So Abraham, amen, after Abraham is a man of faith. And then Isaac is he's an obedience child. He has a real spirit of sonship. God wants the same continuity, same kind of life, same kind of revelation, amen, should be go further, amen, because God is confirming the continuation of the revelation in their lives. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, amen, amen. Isaac was a continuation of Abraham's life. And then Jacob was a continuation of Isaac's life. And then Joseph, a perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ, was a continuation of the same life. That same life is going forth. And God said, I am God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. I mean to say that people who come in obedience and submission to the will of the Father, so they could bring forth a continuation of the same revelation. Yes. Amen. So we see that there is only one family. And the redemption is a family affair. Only the kinsman can redeem. Amen. And we see that one family God took, and the same life is going forth, same revelation is going in continuity. That's why Brother Branham said, if somebody claims that he has a revelation and does not match with the Bible, with the entire Bible, his revelation is wrong. It must be, dovetail from Genesis to Revelation. Yes. It must be in continuity. Yes. Amen. So we see that God put the revelation in this family. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. So this is a family. Means this is a race. I have written the word here, if I'm pronouncing right, posterity. Amen. It is a race. One race, same kind of life. Like brother told me that he recently, his DNA, he got tested and found out his roots. Because the life, amen. Yeah. So here we see there is a one life, and God giving them the revelation, and that is a one race going forth with the same revelation. Yeah. Right. Amen. Same kind of people. And Brother Branham said, when the bride comes, she will be the super race.
Right.
Amen. From the same family, from the same class of people. It means she must be in continuity, in the same life, same revelation, everything the same. Nothing less, nothing more. Exactly the same. Amen. That's why the word cannot be broken. We cannot add, we cannot take. Amen. The people, super race, super church, he said, she will be the invincible army, final voice to the final age. She will become God's voice for the final age. She will be the continuation. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the resurrection is for the overcomers. Amen. What do you think Luther brought? He was a furtherance of the same life. And what Wesley brought, what he get, amen. Wesley get what Luther already preached. In more revelation. Amen. Because God is expressing more and more and more. Amen. But it is going in continuity.
Right.
I came from Pentecostals. What Wesley, after Wesley, Pentecostal comes? Amen. And Pentecostal is the continuation of the same revelation.
Right.
I noticed in my ministry, and you also are witness about it, that most of the people in the message are from Pentecostal. I came from Pentecostal denomination because the Pentecostal are the continuation of Wesley and Luther. And why we come in the message after Pentecostal? Because this message is the continuation of the same thing, same revelation, amen, and same life, amen. Hallelujah. That's why when this message came and Brother Branham, God took him behind the curtain of time and he asked and told him that Paul will be judged what he preached. Then Brother Branham said, what Paul preached, I preached the same message. Because Brother Branham was a continuation of the same thing. He did not bring anything new. He said, any revelation cannot come outside the Bible. It's already in the Bible. Amen. So, Abraham preached what Paul preached. Amen. God divided this 2,000 years in seven periods of time. Amen. And in those seven periods of time, God was expressing himself. The same life, same continuity was going forth through different saints and messengers. Amen. Right. But when it comes to in this age, everything is gathered in one ministry.
Right.
Son of Man ministry at the end of the Pentecostal is to bring us back to the fullness of the word.
Right.
Amen. Everything what Pentecostal preached, what Luther preached, what John Wesley preached, what all the reformers have brought, everything is in the one message. Fullness of the word. Amen. Like Brother Branham said, the continuation from the stalk to the tassel, to the husk, to the grain, but same life, same seed, same life was going forth. Amen. Now through you, through me, because we are the carrier of the same life. Amen. As tassel and husk and stalk, Brother Branham said. Amen. Now the seed, the full word has come to us. And now we are the carrier of the same life. Because there is nothing new under the sun. What God starts, he never take it back. Because he's unchangeable God, he never changed. Like when in the book of Genesis, we know that those five books are written by Moses. So God gave the revelation to Moses. And Moses, God showed a vision to him on the Mount Sinai and then instructed him, whatever is shown to you in heaven, you must do exactly according to the heavenly pattern. Yeah. It's in Hebrew chapter, 6, maybe 7 somewhere. Amen. So Moses, God opened the word to Moses. And Moses put that word in the written form. Ten commandments and that. After that, now the word is given. It is for the people. It is for the generations and generation. It cannot be changed. It cannot be taken back. That's why what Moses preached, Joshua preached. Because Joshua was the continuation of the same revelation. Nobody can preach against Moses because God, it's God's word. That was not Moses' word. That was God's eternal word. And God's eternal word revealed to Moses. Now whatever comes after Moses, any prophet, any apostle, he will bring what Moses brought. That's why when Elijah, Mount Carmel, showed on, and we know that this they spoil and scatter the altar, everything. But in the evening time, when Elijah, amen,
right.
He restored the altar.
Right.
He restored the altar means he is bringing back the people to Moses. Because the altar came from heaven, Moses brought the altar. Right. Moses told them how to make the altar.
Right.
How to burn the incense.
Right.
How to bring the sacrifice. What is the right approach to the altar.
Right.
What kind of altar should be. So what Elijah is doing? He is bringing the people back to Moses.
Uh-huh. Right.
Preaching the same message Moses preached. Because Branham said continuity cannot be broken. Everything goes in continuity. That's why all the prophets after Moses, though Isaiah, Jeremiah, those great prophets, Daniel, all preached what Moses preached. It cannot be broken. It cannot be changed. Even when Jesus came, he said, I have come to fulfill the law. It cannot be broken. So Jesus is preaching Moses. I was in Thailand and we were doing the mission work and we found church, they were responding, and when I shared these things to them about the baptism and Trinity is from the devil, all the things. So then there was one meeting. They already know what I am preaching. So then Wednesday night, they said, brother, we have Wednesday, we have the subject for you. We want to preach you to preach on love. Love. Don't preach anything else. Love. I said, okay. So I took the scripture. God loved Jacob and he hate Esau. I said, God who loves, he also hate. So to whom he love and to whom he hate. And they said, then after the meeting, they said, no, Jesus is love. God, Jehovah is, means he is, brings judgment. If something or somebody do something, he will bring the judgment. He's an angry God. But Jesus is love, the New Testament, all the things. So I sit with them, a few people, maybe some 5-10 people. So I start to talk with them from the book of Matthew about Sermon on the Mountain. It says he gave the commandment on the mountain to Moses. So now he's taking the whole thing. And he said, let me read because I cannot find the words how to say. It's in Matthew 5. I will not take you too long. Yes, Matthew. Maybe it's 5 or 6, I think, somewhere. So Jesus is talking about the law. And he said, I'm looking in 6th chapter, where he said, you have heard that don't commit adultery, don't commit all this. It's in 5 or 6. Yes, I found here. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looked on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So I asked the question, I said, which is more difficult? Is the Old Testament or the New Testament? Because they kill only when they are caught. But here he said, if you will see. So he made it more difficult, I said. And then there is a lot of things here, but I want to read one more. So where he says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also." So I ask them, I read all this for them. Sir, which you think is more difficult, Old Testament or the New Testament? The sentence is more hard. I said, then who is angry God? Said, Jesus is love, because when you do something against the word, like he loved Eve and Adam, but when they turned against the word, amen, so he kicked them out. So God is a just God. He always stays with his word. So what I mean to say that Jesus was preaching what Moses already preached. Jesus was the continuation of what God given in the book of Genesis. And when he resurrected and met with his disciple when they were going to road of Emmaus, then he took all the Psalms and history, chronicles and all the prophets, everything. And then he proved himself from the scripture, from the Old Testament. Because Jesus said scripture cannot be broken. So when God gives something, it goes in continuity. It cannot be broken. That's why what Jesus preached, the disciple preached, apostle preached. Amen. They were the continuation of the same ministry. But Elijah preached, Elisha preached. Amen. So now, what Abraham preached, we are preaching. What the prophet said, it is already written in the Bible. That's what Abraham said. The bride is speaking what is already spoken in the Bible. What the prophet said is already here in the Bible. Amen. So the bride will speak what already is given. She will be in continuation of the same life, same revelation, same scripture. Amen. What is Revelation 10, 8, 11? Thou must prophesy again. Same ministry. When she eat the book, become one with the book, she becomes the continuation. Amen. Because Brother Branham said, Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. Amen. As Brother Branham said, Christ walking in your feet, speaking through your lips, think with your mind, working with your hand. The continuation of the same revelation is being expressed through us, through you. You become the will that wills him. Amen. When God given the ministry to Paul, the first thing he revealed to Paul, he said, my church and me are one. He said, Saul, Saul, why thou persecute thou me? Amen. And Paul said, I never met you. How can I persecute you? And Jesus said, when you persecute the church.
Right.
Amen. My people. Because they and he are the one. In that day you will know I in the Father, Father in me, I in you and you in me. Unity. Amen. Because he is the one doing his own work through us. We are doing nothing. He has started the work. Amen. He is doing his work through us. In us. Amen. So Paul understood that Christ and his church, his people are one. Amen. So Branham said the world is again falling apart. I don't know how that car runs out there. It has got pistons and cylinders. And I don't know how much pressure it uses. The only thing I know is the dynamic. Put her out there and drive it. Then it is rising of the sun, he said. Until that church becomes both dynamics and mechanics and the spirit of God that moved him to do the things that he did, If he hit on 16 cylinders, so will the bride. For he said in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. I will give him a charge of my dynamics in his mechanics, that the world will not be able to withstand it, and I will raise him up again at the last day. That is the Easter message. The dynamics and the mechanics together. The mechanics without the dynamics, no good. Neither is the dynamics without the mechanics. Amen. So what we need to do? We need to catch the life. Not be doctrinated like denominations. We need the right doctrine, that's right. But we need the life. Brother Branham said, if you do everything, but you miss that life, you missed everything. Because that life is the continuation. That's what Jacob was doing. After Isaac, when Jacob came, Jacob was looking for that life. He wanted the birthright. Amen. What is birthright? Because he knew that there was a fall in Eden. And Adam forfeited the eternal life, fellowship with God, and dominion over the earth. He wanted the life that I should come in that line. From where? Because he knows that Savior is coming. Redeemer is coming. Everything will be restored. Through kinsman Redeemer. He wanted to be in that line. Amen. Because Jacob was watching the promise. Amen. Because Jacob knows those things. But Esau, we know that he did not care. But Jacob had a crave. That sulfur was calling for more sulfur. Amen. Because he had something in down his heart. Amen. He knows that Adam forfeited everything. How it is going to become back? Amen. Because Abraham had a promise that all the families on the earth shall be blessed through you. Amen. And we know that it was the promise on Isaac, and through Isaac that how that continuity goes on, and Jacob and Joseph, and then finally Jesus comes. Amen. So Jacob wanted that life, the birthright. Amen. The birthright, the promise that thy seed will possess the gates of the enemy. He wanted to be in that line. Amen. And he was in line and looking for that promise. The promise that he was in the same line where the Messiah to be reproduced through him. Through his family. Amen. That's what he was looking for. Amen. Means he wanted to be in continuity to bring that seed. The woman's seed. That's what we need to do in this. Amen. Late hour when the rapture is going to happen. Amen. Yes. So that's why we come to church. That's why God has chosen us, elected us to reproduce his life. Because it is a lineage. It's a race. That's why the Bible, sometimes we don't want to read the generations who beget this and. Because God is showing continuity. Because all scripture is written, amen, by the Holy Spirit, by inspiration. Amen. So we have come into the age where the person of Christ must be reproduced. The stature of the perfect man, the life of Jesus must come through us. Amen. The Spirit of God comes to the world Amen. And that word, we are the part of this word. Amen. But Branham said, what he do? He go back and search in the seal, search way back. He goes in the beginning to seal. Amen. So what God see, he goes back, search our gene. And when we are pawned in his mind, the gene. Amen. That's what he is talking in the seals. Yes. Search back the title deed. Yes. Amen. Yes. Way back. I forget the other word he used. Amen. So, brother and sister, so I want to encourage you that we must catch that life. Yes. If we do everything, he said, but fail to live that life, we will miss. So, I'm going to close with this quote. What was the Holy Ghost given for the message? Now the works that I do shall you do also. Not another work. But God wants to bring the Holy Ghost in you to continue the same work that he was doing in Christ. Continuity. Continuation. Same work. The purpose of sending the Holy Ghost was for God to continue through a bunch of people to continually manifest God to the world. That's exactly he said. Amen. Yes. So the purpose of sending the Holy Ghost is to show the light. Amen. Show the token. Display the token. That we are the same life, same revelation, same continuity. Amen. And that's why, when as Brother Branham said, she knows the bride. Amen. What he wants to done with the word. So when she will speak the word. Otherwise, she will keep mum. That group of people, they know what he wants to done with the word. They will speak the word. Amen. Because they are the one. Amen. In the same revelation, in the same continuity, in the same kind of life on the earth. Amen. So we are the continuation of the same ministry, same work. There are many quotes you can find in the message, Brother Branham's messages. He said the same kind of ministry he had, Jesus Christ. As she comes near the headstone, right. Amen. She is, amen. She is coming into that very image. As we comes near the word, we are becoming the word. When we receive the word for the age, we become the word. Amen. So when this word comes to us, this word quickens the life in us. Then we live a victorious life. When the Holy Spirit, finds us or we receive the Holy Spirit, after that we live a life that he lived. Amen. Because we are the continuation of the same life he lived. May the Lord bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, when we talk all these things, and we know that this is not just a theory or just a talking. But the man who spoke these things went beyond the curtain of time. He saw the life there. He saw the people there. And then visions and scriptures been opened to him. And he brought these things and told us that if the bride comes, she will be the same. She must have the same mind. She will be the continuation of the same ministry, same word, same kind of works that he did. That's why the Holy Ghost is given for. So Lord, help us to live a life, because this is the time of the token. This is the age of the life. Lord, help us. What we are talking, we want to produce it. Because you wanted us to bring forth fruit for you. And I pray for this church, Lord. Bless all their efforts. Bless each and every one of us. And Lord, guide us, lead us. And if there is a time, give us many more fellowships. And we keep us in the center of your perfect will, Lord. And we want to be sincere, faithful, more sincere, more faithful to your people. Because if we cannot be faithful with the people, we cannot be faithful to you, Lord. Help us, Lord. We thank you for your word. And thank you, Lord, for opening the word to us through the prophet. That's why we can talk these things. And through the message of the hour, we know these things. We thank you for this, Lord. And Lord, help us. I commit everything into your hands. And we know that one of these days you are coming. And when you will come, you will only see that life. And anything outside that token, that life, will be perished. But all under the token will be saved. That's what we want. The token, the Holy Spirit, the life. Help us, Lord. I commit this church into your hand, Lord. Bless them. So I ask these blessings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So may the Lord bless you. God bless you.
We believe that. You know, it's just amazing how same gifts, different administrations. And Brother Eli, where are you at? I don't know how I missed the Sermon on the Mount was the Sermon on the Mount. I don't know how I missed that. That's powerful. Moses brought the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus came and brought the Sermon on the Mount. And he said, here's what Moses said. Now let me take you into that further. Right? Here's the real thought behind the law. Right? Now we know that the law could never produce that life. The law showed you what that life would look like when it came. And then Jesus fulfilled that. He didn't do away with it. He was the fulfillment of it. And then he said, you know, let me take you a little further. Let me show you the thoughts and the intents of the heart that goes behind that kind of behavior. You know, so it's not just something outward, it's something that's inward. And if you don't have that life, you can't live it. They couldn't keep the law. How much more can we not keep the thoughts and the intents correct without that life? I'm so thankful. So if that very same life is in you, it'll do the very same thing. If you had the spirit of Beethoven tonight, you know, a great musician, a great composer, if you had the same life in you that he had, you'd do the same thing. If you had a different kind of life, you couldn't do what Beethoven did. But if you had the same life, there's no effort to it. You're surrendering to it. Amen. Beautiful. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Come on up here, Mike. Amen.